It's Friday, February 28th from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. I'm Ryan Quinn. Here's today's top stories. State Supreme Court candidates say they're unhappy about outside spending in their race. Some road restrictions are temporarily on hold. And you can treat yourself and help out families in need. Here's today's first story. State Supreme Court candidates say they're unhappy about outside spending. Bob Hagg has more.
Both making their pitch to a recent Wisconsin Counties Association meeting in Madison. Waukesha County Judge Brad Schimmel says he entered the race because he saw partisan promises made in the 2023 Supreme Court election.
And then I saw the incredible money. It's going to be worse this time.
Schimmel telling reporters liberal philanthropist George Soros is supporting Dane County Judge Susan Crawford. Crawford says Schimmel is also getting billionaire backing.
Elon Musk is trying to buy a seat on our Supreme Court.
Voters go to the polls April 4th in an election that will decide the ideological makeup of the court, which is officially nonpartisan. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Class 2 and posted restrictions are temporarily on hold as field staff continue to evaluate conditions amid rapid warm-up in recent days. As of 12:01 this morning, the Wisconsin Department of Transportation has ended the frozen road declaration for the state. WISDOT and county highway personnel monitor temperature forecasts along with frost tubes, which are liquid-filled devices under pavement to help determine when roads are adequately frozen to accommodate heavier loads or thawed to lift declarations. Class 2 roads include about 1,400 miles of state highways susceptible to damage from heavy trucks during the spring thaw period as frost leaves the ground. County highways, town roads, city and village streets may also be posted or limited to legal load limits or less. Decisions to place or lift weight restrictions on those roads are up to local units of government. Drivers concerned about load limits are encouraged to monitor the Seasonal Weight Restriction Program website and the Frozen Roads Hotline at 608-266-8417 for the latest information. You can treat yourself and help out families in need now through March 23rd. Adam Hutton tells us more.
For the 12th consecutive year, area McDonald's restaurants are participating in the Shamrock Shake fundraiser to benefit Ronald McDonald House Charities. 25 cents of every Shamrock Shake and Oreo Shamrock McFlurry sold through March 23rd will be donated. Customers can also round up for RMHC, taking their order to the next dollar. Ronald McDonald House Charities Minnesota has provided 39,000 nights of lodging at their 6 locations and saved families nearly $12 million in lodging, meal, and snacks expenses. I'm Adam Hutton.
And that's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. I'm Ryan Quinn. Have a great Friday.